My name's Donald McAllister. I'm always known as Nonny since I was a tiny lad, so it's only my Sunday name I use, Donald. It's known as Nonny. Born and bred, well, many generations back, seven or eight generations back. Son did a family tree. Duncan McAllister was a head school teacher in Skipness in 1745. And even further back, there's gravestones up in Skipness of McAllisters going back to the 1500s. It's very locally on both sides. My other side of the family, McConaughey's and Campbell's, they've been associated in Carlisle for 200 years. So I'm very, very, very local. It was a good bring up kids at Carradale during the 50s and 60s. You know, was excellent. There were a good sized number of kids in the school. I think there were over 60 at that particular time. They deteriorated a wee while, and then when my own children went to school, it still went back up to nearly 70. There were 10 shops in the village, 4 petrol stations, and there were 3 or 4 tea rooms. So at the height in the summertime, it was a very busy place, and obviously during the 60s, late 50s, 60s, and up to possibly the late 70s, you know, Carradale in the summer months was booming, and obviously a big fishing fleet right up to the mid-90s, but deteriorated thereafter, and the village is now more a retired village than what it used to be. I was at the school, the old school over and across from the community shop. School was there, but we travelled over there, and then obviously went to the grammar school, secondary school, when I turned 11, 12. Childhood memories, I mean, it was as I said, it was a good place to bring up children. You know, when we had our own entertainment, you know, building huts and playing in the woods, playing football, you know, especially in the summer, where we played till dark, you know, where it was up at the playing fields, which wasn't so much the condition it is now, played in the golf course. We played anywhere we could play. It was a good, Carlisle was a good place to live and to bring up. The crime was zero, you know. Also in the village hall, you know, the entertainment most nights, either badminton or, you know, the bowls, even the youngsters went in the bowls in them days, and there were also a small snooker table tennis. So in the winter time, there was always some activities you could do in the winter time as well, and they're well attended. I've 3 kids. I've got a son and 2 twin girls. They are both now twins. Are 37. Son's 40. They had they would say the same. That they had a good time in Carradale when they were young. Son moved away at sea, possibly. He went to college, except at 16, and he came back, and then he went away, and went away to sea and was 20. Anne went to college when she was 18, and Kirsty never, she was more a home bird and worked in the Glen, and the tell in the Glen, till she was 21, and then moved away after that. They've all got good jobs. Son is an officer at sea. Kirsty's a nursery school teacher, and Anne's a personal fitness trainer. So the education and that in this area was good, so they've all done well. I left school at 15, and I was at the fishing for 35 years, till I was at 51. When I left, it was ringnet fishing when I left the school, possibly the first 3, 4, 5 years. And then thereafter, we fished for scallops and herring, but it was more mid-water. And then after that, we sometimes prawns, but not as much, well, not myself personally. Also, I think we fish for queen scallops and also sometimes, you know, whitefish as well. So that was for, but mainly the fishing was mainly scallops, anywhere from down Ireland, South Isle of Man, to as far north as the Outer Hebrides. Obviously, it became a lot difficult, and then the hard work you know, the crews were getting smaller and the work was getting harder, and I felt my body. So I went and worked in the Glen for 7 or 8 years, and then Ashbank for a couple, and then I finished up working for EM Transport, the courier, working just round Kintyre. And I finished up retiring a few years ago when I was furloughed. I never went back. You know, it's got the stage now, you know, most folk that's come into the village buy houses, obviously, are folk from outside, obviously, you know, and it ends up, it's going to be more a retired village. You know, there's a fish farm, and then obviously there's Mike Hurst. But now, any youngsters that turn, you know, to leave school, nearly them all, clear of funny enough, last year, 3 boys stayed, but they'll go away, you know, to college or universities. I don't know what we can do to improve. I think that's one, is just more influx of families that we could, even, you know, younger families and more kids in the school. At the moment, I think there are only 12 from that in the school, I believe, you know. So, great place to live, no crime. You know, you can leave your doors open at night, you go to your bed, you're safe. Yeah, I mean, we're very fortunate. We were sitting in the clubhouse, a lovely club, golf club, a lot of good members. Could do with more support, more folk playing. I mean, the golf club gives all the primary school free membership to encourage folk, youngsters to play. Unfortunately, at the moment, it hasn't been taken up, but maybe in the future, hopefully. Carradale has always been more known as a fishing village, and unfortunately, you know, it's not as, you know, not the same fishing now. It's only a couple of creel boats, and obviously the fish farm uses it. It's a lovely place to live, as I said, no crime. People are lovely, you know, they're always very chatty, and wherever you go, you know, in the village, 95% probably are very helpful and willing to, you know, help each other, neighbours as well. No, if anybody's here, you know, most folk that come here enjoy it. The only snag is like everywhere else in the west coast of Scotland's the weather. But we can't pick and choose where the weather. But no, Carradale's nice, you know, yeah. It's, as I said, I've been here nearly 71 years. So we're probably here till I go in a box.